Summary of Sunni Concepts. Wherever God's law is, there is interest. What God Almighty has legislated in His book and on the tongue of His messenger, may God bless him and grant him peace. Of duties and desires. And what is permissible, what is forbidden, and what is disliked. His law, glory be to Him, is for the benefit and good of man in this world and the hereafter. Wherever God's law is, there is interest. Interests in the balance of Sharia. There are three interests in the balance of Sharia. Considered, cancelled and sent. Considered interests. These are the interests that the Sharia has attested to accepting and considering with specific evidence. He enacted a law to achieve it. These are interests that cannot be reciprocated. There is no dispute over the legality of adopting and implementing it. And from that, the interest of preserving souls, for which the ruling of retaliation was prescribed, and the funds conservation department, for which it is prescribed to cut off the hand of the thief, and the interest of preserving minds, for which the prohibition of alcohol was established, and so on and so forth. Interests cancelled. These are the interests that the Sharia has attested to be nullified and rejected. It is so. The interest of earning money through usury or gambling. The Sharia invalidated it by prohibiting both usury and gambling, as well as the imagined interest of preventing polygamy, because of the harm expected to occur from problems and jealousy between the woman and her co-wife. The Sharia neglected this interest and did not consider it. For a higher interest. It increases progeny and enables chastity and fortifying oneself. Sent interests. These are interests for which there is no specific evidence in Sharia for considering or cancelling them. It was sent under consideration or cancellation. But there is a suitable meaning in it for a ruling to be prescribed for it. It also falls under the general principle of Sharia, taking into account interests and preventing harm. Among its examples, collecting the Quran, writing collections, and codifying sciences, such as Arabic sciences, the principles of jurisprudence, and the term hadith. In addition to other interests that no reasonable person doubts are compatible with Sharia law. One of the controls for adopting the transmitted interest. This is not contradicted by legal evidence from text, consensus, or analogy. Taking it should not be a loss of a higher interest. The difference between the transmitted interest and heresy. The transmitted interests are only in what is reasonable in meaning. It has no entry into pure devotion, which is not required to have a particularly reasonable meaning, such as details of the mode of prayer, the number of rak'ahs of prayer, and specifying a specific time for fasting, and standing in the feelings of Hajj and so on. This is one of the most important differences between the sent interests. The innovation that occurs in acts of worship that are based on pure devotion, or in beliefs, since they are firm constants. Ruling on agreeing on a mercial interest. If scholars or specialists agree on a mercial interest, it is not permissible to act against it. If consensus is not achieved, the official acts according to the opinion of the majority of scholars. Overlapping interests and harms. Pros and cons are often not clear. Rather, it is mostly mixing or crowding between them. Then the Muslim follows the general rules in this regard. Preventing harm takes precedence over bringing benefit, providing the highest of the two interests over the lowest, and committing the lesser of two evils. Competing interests. Giving priority to one of the two interests over the other when competing. It shall be in accordance with the following controls. Firstly, prioritizing the definite and verified interest over the suspected interest. Secondly, the two interests are equal in the certainty of their achievement, putting the public interest ahead of the private. Thirdly, the two interests are equal in achieving the occurrence and in the generality of the benefit. The greater interest is prioritized over the smaller interest. The objectives of legislation are derived from the texts of Sharia and are not governed by them. The overall objectives of the legislation were known through examining the texts of the Sharia and its interpretive provisions. And deducing purposes from them, the texts are the origin and the purposes are the branch deduced from them. Accordingly, it is in no way possible for an interpretive legal text or ruling to conflict with a general purpose of the legislation. This is the claim of the people of deviation and whims. When they were unable to confront the texts, they resorted to interpreting them according to their mistaken understanding of the general purposes of Islam. They call this adopting the intentional understanding of Islam instead of the textual understanding. An example of this is their saying that usury was forbidden because of injustice. Any form of it that does not lead to injustice is legitimate. We seek refuge in God from deviation and misguidance.